ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 द स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 32 Entanglement in Fruitive Activities, Part 2, Verses 22 through 43, Kapila Dev's Final Lesson. Lord Kapila continued speaking. My dear mother, I therefore advise that you take shelter of Parameshtinam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for his lotus feet are worth worshipping, and accept this with sarva bhavena, all devotion and love, for thus you can be situated in transcendental devotional service. Vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayati ashu vairagyam jnanam yad brahma darshanam. Engagement in Krishna consciousness and application of devotional service unto Krishna make it possible to advance in knowledge and detachment, as well as in Brahma Darshanam, self-realization. The mind of an exalted devotee becomes equipoised in sensory activities and is transcendental to that which is agreeable and not agreeable. And because of transcendental intelligence, the pure devotee is equipoised in vision and sees him or herself to be uncontaminated by matter. The devotee does not see anything in the material world as being superior or inferior, and the devotee feels elevated to the transcendental platform of being equal in quality with the Supreme Person. This Supreme Personality of Godhead, Eka, alone is complete transcendental knowledge. But according to Vrishi Adibhi, the different processes of understanding Krishna, he appears differently, either as impersonal Brahman, as Paramatma, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, or as the Purusha avatar. Etavan eva yogena samagreneha yoginaha yujyate vimatohi artho yad asangastu krishnashah. The greatest common understanding for all yogis is complete detachment from matter, which can be achieved by different kinds of yoga. Those who are averse to transcendence realize the Supreme Absolute Truth differently through speculative sense perception, and therefore, because of such mistaken speculation, everything appears to them to be relative. From the total energy, or Mahat Tattva, I have manifested the false ego, the three modes of material nature, the five material elements, the individual consciousness, the 11 senses, and the material body. Similarly, the entire universe has come from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This perfect knowledge can be achieved by a person who is already engaged in devotional service with faith, steadiness, and full detachment, and who is always absorbed in thought of the Supreme. Such a person is aloof from material association. O Gurvi, my dear respectful mother, I have already described the path of understanding the Absolute Truth, by which one can come to understand the real truth about matter and spirit and their relationship. Philosophical research culminates in understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And after achieving this understanding, when one becomes free from the material modes of nature, one attains the stage of devotional service. So either by devotional service directly or by philosophical research, one has to find the same destination, which is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A single object is appreciated differently by the various senses due to its having different qualities. So similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is one, but according to different scriptural injunctions, Krishna appears to be different. By performing fruitive activities and sacrifices, by distributing charity, by performing austerities, by studying various literatures, by conducting philosophical research, by controlling the mind, by subduing the senses, by accepting the renounced order of life, by performing the prescribed duties of one's social order, by performing the different divisions of yoga practice, by performing devotional service, and by exhibiting the process of devotional service, containing the symptoms of both attachment and detachment, by understanding the science of self-realization, and by developing a strong sense of detachment, one who is expert in understanding these different processes of self-realization realizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Krishna is represented in the material world as well as in transcendence. And so, my dear mother, I have explained to you the process of devotional service and its identity within four different social divisions. And I have also explained to you as well how eternal time is chasing the living entities, although it is imperceptible to them. There are varieties of material existence for the living entity according to the work he or she performs in ignorance or forgetfulness of one's real identity. My dear mother, if anyone enters into that forgetfulness, he or she is unable to understand where one's movements will end. This instruction is not meant for Kalaya, the envious, for Avanitaya, the agnostics, for Vinaya, the misbehaved persons who are unclean in their behavior. Nor is this instruction for the Dharma Dvajaya, hypocrites, or for Stabdaya, persons who are proud of their material possessions. This is not to be instructed to persons who are Lolupaya, too greedy, and Griha Aruda Chetase, who are too attached to family life, nor to persons who are apoktaya, non-devotees, and those who are dvisham, envious of the devotees and the personality of Godhead. Rather, instruction should be given to the faithful devotee who is respectful to the spiritual master, who is non-envious, who is friendly to all kinds of living entities, and who is eager to render service with faith and sincerity. This instruction should be imparted by the spiritual master to persons who have taken the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be more dear than anything, who are not envious of anyone, who are perfectly cleansed, and who have developed detachment for that which is outside the purview of Krishna consciousness. Finally, my dear mother, anyone who once meditates upon me with faith and affection, who hears and chants about me, surely goes back home, back to Godhead. Recorded July 13 and 14, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
हरिहराये नमः कृष्ण यादवाय नमः यादवाय माधवाय केशवाय नमः गोपाल गोविंद राम श्री मधुसूदन गिरिधारी गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन श्री चैतन्य नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत सीता हरि गुरु वैष्णव भगवत गीता श्री रूप सनातन भक्त रघुनाथ जीव गोपाल भक्त दास रघुनाथ हरिहराय नम कृष्ण यादवाय नमः गोपाल गोविंद राम श्री मधुसूदन यादवाय माधवाय केशवाय नमः गिरिधारी गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन श्री चैतन्य नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत सीता हरि गुरु वैष्णव भगवत गीता श्री रूप सनातन भक्त रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भक्त दास रघुनाथ हरिहराय नमः कृष्ण यादवाय नमः यादवाय माधवाय केशवाय नमः गोपाल गोविंद राम श्री मधुसूदन गिरिधारी गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन श्री चैतन्य नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत सीता हरि गुरु वैष्णव भगवत गीता श्री रूप सनातन भक्त रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भक्त दास रघुनाथ हरिहराय नम कृष्ण यादवाय नमः गोपाल गोविंद राम श्री मधु सूदन हरिहराय नमः कृष्ण यादवाय नमः गोपाल गोविंद राम श्री मधुसूदन हरि Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadava
obeisances unto Hari, the Lord who relieves us of all of our distress. Obeisances unto Krishna, who is the best of the Yadu dynasty. Obeisances unto Lord Madhava, the husband of the goddess of fortune. Obeisances unto Keshava, who has fine hair, who is the killer of the Keshi demon, and who is the Lord of both Shiva and Brahma. Obeisances to Gopal, the cowherder boy. Obeisances unto Govinda, the pleasure of the cows, land, and senses. Obeisances unto Rama, the reservoir of pleasure. Obeisances unto Madhusudana, the magnificent killer of the demon named Madhu. Obeisances unto Giridhari, the lifter of Govardhan Hill. Obeisances unto Gopinath, the lord of the cowherder damsels, the gopis. And obeisances unto Madana Mohan, the enchanter of Cupid. All glories to Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. All glories to Sri Advaita Acharya and his consort Sita Thakur Rani. All glories to Lord Hari, to the spiritual master, to the Vaishnavas, to Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. All glories to Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami.